Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances. In 2017.
It's a try!
Oh! Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M network. For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league. Triple M rocks the
footy. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Lovely to have your company for this final hour. Yes, just over 55 minutes to kick off the Knights and the Dragons in the New South Wales Cup. The Knights have gone in again. They've gone to 30-26. Have run down this Dragon side, who led by a very handy margin. Just less than 10 minutes to go now. Pretty much as what happened in the Holden Cup.
Yes.
So there you go.
You'll be hoping this is in front. A moment.
Are you nervous? Are you nervous about the first grade, like the NRL?
No, I usually find most times when the one team wins the first two games on the undercard, the main game turns it all around, which I think is what is going to happen. You will hear it all. Maroon will join you. Wendell Saylor and Ryan Girdler will take you through as a look at that tyre power scoreboard. The Broncos and the Eels, 28-14. The Eels, too good. They are looking good. As we said, could be into the pushing into the top four. The Warriors and the Sharks. Sharks got took care of it 26-12, and the Panthers over the Bulldogs 16-8. All right, gentlemen, it is time to have a look at this.
Nobody knows if a stock is going to go up.
The Triple M NRL stock market.
Going to run a few things past you, see if you're buying or you're selling or you're holding, how you're feeling these days. I'm going to start with the green tape. This is the protest movement that has happened for the NRL players in terms of their pay dispute that is going on at the moment. So they decided to just put a little bit of green tape in various places where you can see it, just a sign of solidarity among the players. Now, there was some tension. I understand that originally Wayne Bennett said that he didn't want his players doing that because green clashes hideously with Maroon.
Good point.
You've got to think about all of those things. I think
Penrith
some of them
players would have looked good with it. They got a little bit of teal on their jersey.
Raiders, nobody know they're protesting because you can't see where the green tape is. What do you think? Tell me how this protest is going, where it comes from, and is it working? Do you like it? Buying, selling, holding? James Hooper.
I'm selling, Tone, because I think Wayne Bennett stepped in and said that he didn't want his players to get involved in this RLPA show of solidarity. Obviously, at the moment, the reason that the players are going to wear the green tape is because they are still negotiating to try and work out a collective bargaining agreement, which is suitable for everybody, and then they can finally get a solid salary cap in place for next season. I commend the players for wanting to show a united front. I can understand where they're coming from, but I think it's missed the mark because Gus stepped in and didn't let the Panthers wear the green. Wayne stepped in and said he didn't want the Broncos getting involved. So it's sort of
there is green tape on the Broncos. I saw Josh.
Did they wear it? Wayne was saying the day before that he didn't want them to get involved.
No, he didn't want them to.
As individuals, they have made a stance. They've come out. I see Josh McGuire. Unless it's just an accident of fate that he had to wear green tape around his scone. But I think not. I think it's very deliberate. And Wendell, what do you think of it as a protest movement?
Look, I can understand the players wanting to go there. There's other things they could do other than wear the green tape, I suppose. You know, I know. I think we spoke about it the other day, Man Sowie, at the start of the game. You know, they could come together, I suppose, as two teams playing group at the start of the game and do something. I think they've done it in the basketball before. They've done it in the baseball. I don't know the green tape. Look, if you didn't know what it was about, you wouldn't understand it. So
you don't think a lot of people like kids up there on the hill going, I wonder what that green tape's about.
That's exactly my point.
So you're selling?
Yeah, I'm selling that.
Personal feelings aside, Tony, this is business. I'm buying because we're all talking about it, and that was the point of the matter, and that's why they did it. Wayne Bennett's been talking about it. Phil Gould's been talking about it. We're talking about it. Everyone's been talking about the green tape. So it worked. So I'm buying.
Okay, I like it. All right, look, I'm just throwing this in very, very quickly. Tony Archer in the referee's job, the top referee's job. Is that James Hooper? You can't explain yourself with this. I didn't ask you to buy.
Tony, you've got that theme. You've got that theme music. the Archer's bedtime stories. Yeah. If you're having trouble getting the kids to sleep, just bang it on and they're out like lights.
Right, good. Are you buying, you're selling, or you're
holding? I'm buying Tony Archer.
Are you?
Okay. I am going all in, boys,
all
on Tony
in.
Archer. Yeah, because I believe it's going to get worse.
Right.
I think the drums are beating for Tony Archer.
Yeah.
That's why I would buy now while he's in the position.
Bill Harrigan's beating him.
I think word is that, you know, he mightn't have a job for too much longer.
Well, I hate to question your method. So if you're buying now. Yeah. Why? What's the point of buying now if you're going to sell for nothing?
Yeah, that's it.
That's a good point, Tony.
You've just gone...
Well, he's got a job. Yeah. At least you're buying him with something.
For a bloke who's the Gordon Gekko of the NRL stock market, that was a very loose carry.
Yeah, very loose carry.
All right, I want to move on to something. Yeah. I love the story. I love the Cleary story. We all do. Nathan Cleary and Ivan Cleary. I like the fact that next weekend, they're up against each other. Mm. Penrith taking on the Tigers. The fact that they live in the same house. And all this week they've got to share, you know, the looks over the breakfast table and, you know, how are you going? Are you going to talk football? All those sorts of things that they, you know, share a lift out to the ground. Who are you buying among the Clearys? I'm putting one up against the other. Who are you buying? Who are you selling? Where are you holding? Wendell Saylor?
Oh, man, I'm buying Nathan Cleary. I mean, he's just, he's so, you know, far above where he should be for a young bloke. Even on Thursday night, he probably didn't have his best game, but he just didn't probably take control as he did against the Warriors. And I just think, even though the Tigers having a bit of a go last week, it was close. I'm selling the Tigers. Not because of the running with Jason Taylor over the years, but the Tigers, for me, they just look like they're, you know, there's players that are going, players that are coming. They don't know whether they're Arthur or Martha. So I'm selling the Tigers, and I'm buying
Arthur or Martha.
Well, I haven't heard that one since my father
Arthur
used to
or
say
Martha.
It, like 30 years ago.
Not that it matters who it is.
But imagine the dinner table. That'll be good. I wonder if like Nathan goes, oh, Dad, look, you... Mate, your team's not going that well, you know.
Sledging.
I wouldn't think so, but...
I couldn't see young Nathan as being... Nah. He's a lovely young bloke. He's a terrific young player. Going to be an absolute star of the game for many, many years. Yeah, you got to buy Nathan, haven't you, Tone? He's been in great touch. The Panthers are winning. And, Ivan, he's in the midst of a tough rebuild at the West Tigers. I think he's the right man for the job, but still a fair amount of hard road for the Tigers to travel down yet.
I'm buying Ivan.
I reckon,
if there's anyone out there that knows Nathan's game, it's going to be Ivan Cleary. So if anyone can prepare a side to get ready to shut down the main man of the opposition, it's going to be the coach. I'm on Ivan.
Mate, would you reckon Ivan would just like give a few of his players a bit of sledging, like to give it to his young bloke? Like, just things that...
Would you?
No,
if you
of
were
course
coaching
not.
Against
like,
Houston?
You know, he went his bed till he was four kind of thing.
Yeah, he used to come and sleep with his slew nine. Wouldn't sleep in his own bed.
We made him wear boxing gloves to bed since 12.
That is brilliant. 2 minutes to go here in the New South Wales Cup, and it's 32-all. A kick up into the corner. Dragons went through, went high, scored it. The goal is successful. It's 32-all. 2 minutes, 20 seconds to play. Saturday, Triple M, NRL. Triple M rocks the footy as Jay Field puts a penalty over just 9 seconds to go to put the Illawarra team 2 points up, 34-32, a penalty for a charge down and the field goal attempt, and Jay Field has done the job.
Well, Tony, you look at this. This young bloke obviously started the year in first grade, had a couple of games, Charity Shield, but also the last couple of weeks he's been back in the 20s. They put him back to reserve grade, so there's a lot of talent coming through, mate.
Yeah, that was a big play, Wendell. Gee, that's impressive. Yeah. Under pressure,
but also
clock counting down. No more time.
But also the ref, mate, the ref penalising Newcastle players there, whether they shot out there, given the penalty, that's big balls, I think, by doing
absolutely.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. It's a big call from the match
official. But this kid, he has played New South Wales touch, obviously the 20s. He killed it, scored a 70-metre try.
He looks electric.
Australian schoolboy. And yeah, he's just got it all.
Full time then, 34-32, Illawarra over Newcastle. Let's just have a look, thanks to Iveco Trucks. Let's have a little preview. So not the game here this afternoon just yet. Let's look further afield. Let's go a bit later in the day. A couple of really good games. Obviously, this evening's is sensational. The Roosters and North Queensland. What about first though? South Sydney taking on Canberra, 5:30 this afternoon at ANZ Stadium. As we know, South Sydney, certainly they're out of it. Canberra, if they dare believe that they win everything, they may be a chance.
There's a fascinating subplot here, Tone. David Ferner, the Raiders legend who played for the Kangaroos and New South Wales, won premierships with the Green Machine. He's now one of the assistants at the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He has previously coached at Canberra, and of course, Donnie Ferner, his brother, he's the boss of the Raiders. So apparently there's been a bit of banter between the two brothers this week. Look, I think the Raiders need to win this game, Tone. They can't make the finals, but it's been a bitterly disappointing season. They haven't been able to win those close games. And, I just think that they really need, if they want to salvage anything out of the season, they need to win tonight.
In South Sydney, of course, for them, they sit there on 16 points. All hope gone a little while ago.
No Burgess as well today, which certainly
doesn't help. No, he's playing. He's playing.
Sam Burgess is playing today, is he?
That's what the boys told me last night. I said what you said, and they said, no, Thursday night, and they said he's playing.
Yeah, no, I'd heard the same thing. We'll confirm.
We'll find out.
We'll confirm. But last season I heard, I thought that Sam Burgess was going to play.
Okay.
I can't believe that.
Well, if he plays, there a chance. But without him, against a big pack like the Raiders.
Because it's this far out to know you're not playing finals footy, it just, and you've got to lace up the boot, hoops.
I'll tell you what, Tony, this is a big game for Robbie Farah. I'll be interested to see whether he actually gets a start. He's been named on the bench. I think this is a big game, not only in terms of today, but in terms of throwing forward, because Damien Cook gets an opportunity in the starting
side.
You're
talking about next season.
Yeah, I'm talking about beyond this year.
He signed a 2-year deal, but didn't he?
He did, yes. Yeah, so he's got a year to go next year. But I just, it's a big, big match in respect to that.
Yeah, look, I think for me, the Bunnies, we know, have been disappointing. But you just never know with the Bunnies. The week that you think they probably are not going to come up with the goods, they find a way. And I suppose with, the Raiders, they're a bit like the Panthers last year. Everyone thought they'd just sort of carry on and be better this year, and they just haven't done that, whether it's been their halves or Hodgson through the middle. But look, I'm going to go just Raiders in a tight one.
The Roosters and North Queensland, this is tonight, 7:30 at Allianz Stadium. Two sides who obviously will feature heavily in September action. The Roosters trying to get that top four. In fact, both of them are. Well, we've kind of wrote North Queensland off in terms of a top four spot, but they're there or thereabouts. What do you think, Gerds?
Going to be interesting, this one. Yeah, the Roosters, sort of like Cronulla at the moment, aren't they? They're sort of winning games, but probably not playing to their full potential. They need to hit their straps pretty soon. They weren't great last week, but sort of did enough to get the chocolates. And the Cowboys have just been, a side that every week seem to be getting better. And all the players, without JT, seem to be, standing
how
up
good
and,
is that
and
other
really
JT
finding
going?
Their groove. Tom Lilo's unstoppable. Tamari Martin's just
well
come
too.
In and just found his place straight away. So, that's added a whole new dimension to their game. I think the Cowboys might win this one today and upset the Roosters, to be honest.
Yeah. That'd be cool. What do you think, Hoops?
I think the Roosters can just get home in a tight one. Joseph Manu is a big in for the Roosters. He wasn't available through injury last week. He's a good young player in the centres. And look, they're still missing some key players. No Jake Friend, so Victor Radley, the local junior, will get a crack wearing the number 9 jumper again. I think it'll be really close, but I just... I saw enough signs against a Newcastle side last week. As much as they weren't super impressive, the Roosters, they found a way to win, and they'll be up for this game tonight. I think they'll be approaching it like it's a semi-final.
Mr. 10-hour sleep, what do you think?
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to this one. I love the way the Cowboys have all pulled together since JT's been injured. Michael Morgan has been great, but Tia Martin, I think, he was struggling a little bit there. He's got his new home. But even their outside backs, I think they're playing some good football, the Cowboys. But this young Victor Radley, big shoes to fill here. I remember him coming through the Clove Valley Crocodiles there with my young bloke and young Lachlan Lamb. I'm going to lean towards the Roosters. I just think they're doing enough at the moment. The Cowboys are due for a loss. So Connor Watson, mate, I love watching him play. He's going to be a good buy for the Newcastle Knights. So the Roosters for me.
All right, there's other couple of games just quickly. Manly and Melbourne is at Amy Park, as you said. Cam Smith, you think, will be running on.
He'll play, Tony. He's playing. I've had that confirmed from Melbourne today. So he'll definitely play for the Melbourne Storm. Yeah. What a player. And look, when you look at their record in milestone matches, Tone, if I'm the Seagulls and I'm the Seagulls supporter base, I'm worried because you're down in enemy territory.
Yep.
And when it comes to celebrating big, big matches
milestones
for their superstar players, their track record is second to none. Mm. So I reckon Melbourne are specials tomorrow.
Well, actually, the Dragons, it's Dugan's 150th today. So, they're terrific at that as well. Yeah.
He's leaving anyway.
Yeah. But you know what? I reckon... but I reckon the Melbourne Storm, they're a bit like the AFL, that they like their milestones. And down there, Craig Bellamy and the culture of the Melbourne Storm, they like playing those big games. They're a family down there. They love doing it. And, mate, there's no bigger Storm player than Cameron Smith. So they'll get the win down there.
Any chance at all for the Seagulls, for you, Gerds?
No, I don't think so. When Billy Slater, pulls out or is rested and Cameron Munster goes to fullback. I mean, it just shows the depth in which they have. And Nate Miles gets to come up against his former team as well. But, yeah, really strong bench for Melbourne and too many point scorers for mine, so Storm.
And this Riley Jacks here, he's the young captain of the Queensland 20s, so they're not going to lose too much. You know, I think 1 week he kicked him a clutch field goal. The next week, you know, he made a mistake, but it's a learning curve.
Riley Jacks, I'm sure that is a nightclub in Brighton. Yeah. No, yeah, we come back next with an excellent best of the best on Saturday Triple M and NRL.
For Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. With Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper.
Oh, what a tackle!
Beautiful tackle!
Triple M rocks the footy.
Just 35 minutes till kick-off at McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle. It is the Knights taking on the St George Illawarra Dragons, a game that is vital for those Dragons in terms of their place in the competition table. Hanging on to eighth as we speak, trying to fight off the Panthers to get into some September action. All right, it is time now for some of this.
On Triple M NRL, the best of the best.
I like this. We're going to throw it around here to see if we can find the best of this subject. And this is good. As a fan of rugby league, it's those moments where you see somebody on the field go past another player and leave him clutching for air. I'm talking about the big sidestep action. Been plenty of them over the years, those guys who could do just that, seemingly vanish from trace and embarrass their opponents. I'm not sure. We'll find out in the next couple of minutes whether Wendell Saylor and Ryan Girdler have been left clutching at thin air and embarrassed on the footy field or done it to others.
And so, off it.
You're off it indeed.
He's not listening.
No, indeed. All right, let's find out then. Who are the best sidesteppers? There's three. We want to come from each of you. You can maybe have some highly commended. Wendell Saylor, let's start there. Who do you think?
Yeah, look, I'll come back to back when I came through. I'm obviously a big fan of this guy. Mm-hmm. I was a Manly fan. I know he started at the Dragons. Michael O'Connor.
Oh, yeah.
I loved his footwork. Mm-hmm. Fancy feet. I love Mickey O'Connor. Love you, brother. And then I suppose...
Did he have the big sidestep or was it just kind of the dancing feet?
Oh, the dancing feet, I'd say, yeah. Yep, but he's beautiful to watch, you know, poetry in motion. Anyway, the next one I'd go Jason Robinson. Played a lot of games against, the Julian National. Mm-hmm. Probably close to, other than Sonny Williams, the best Julian National I sort of played with and against. Mm-hmm. So Jason Robinson, great. No, even... Better than me, which is hard to believe. But yeah, but I'd say Jason Robinson, mate, really hard to tackle someone like him. You didn't know which way he was going to go, and he's just so low to the ground. But then to finish off, mate, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, I know, Gerds, we were in love with him for a couple of years. Yep. At the moment, we fell out of love with him a little bit.
Yeah, but, you're on hiatus with him, I know, at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like long-distance relationships.
No. Yeah, but still, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, I think he's the best of the best. I love when he just, like, sets him up and goes, bangs.
Were you ever beaten senseless on a footy field by somebody else's step?
Of course I was. That's why I was on the wing, mate. So Wayne tried to hide me out there. But, look, a few players in my time, not McDougall, I used to just get him and ragdoll him around.
Of course you did.
Yeah, Mad Dog. Yeah, you know Mad Dog. I own you, buddy.
Yeah. Hoops, who you got for us?
Oh, I'm going to kick off with one of the all-time greats, Freddie Fittler. Obviously, he got the nickname because he could step like the great Fred Astaire. And that left foot when he first kicked onto the scene as a teenager with the Panthers and then at the Roosters, won premierships at both clubs. He's an absolute freak of a player. Second up.
Is that where he got the name?
Yeah, Freddie.
From Fred Astaire.
Yeah, because he could step. Yeah, he had the sensational step as a younger.
I didn't know it was Fred Astaire. It does, you know, it jumps out oddly to me. Pick on.
Okay. Chicka Ferguson, Tone. It's retro round on Fox League next weekend. So I'm going to go back to the 80s. I love Chicka Ferguson when he used to play on the wing for the Green Machine. And he could certainly step with the all-time best. And last, a bloke who Gerds used to play with and won a grand final with, also won a Dally M medal, Preston Campbell. He was a jack-in-the-box.
Yes.
He was lightning, Preston. He was probably the smallest bloke ever to play the game of rugby league, but played above his weight and, with the ball, just brilliant.
Mm. Gerds. I'm going to go with old-school Benji Marshall.
Yeah.
The wind-up. I think, you know, Freddie was always, and Freddie as well, Freddie was kind of the guy that came and he used to, you know, wind it up from like a couple of metres away, and then when it hit it, he was gone before you could see him. The thing that made Freddie so hard to handle was the fact that his core was so strong. He was such a big man, and I think that's what we're seeing these days, really big men, Tom Malala and these guys with the footwork that they possess that make it so hard for defenders. But
and
yeah,
he was
Freddie,
wearing a top hat and tails, Fred Astaire style.
But yeah, and Benji. I mean, look at the highlights reel of Benji and some of the things he did at the Tigers and some of the plays he put on using that step was incredible. And a guy that stitched me up a lot, especially the first time I went back to play against him after leaving the Steelers, Paul McGregor, for a big man, had a great sidestep. Yeah, left me just clutching at
he
air
did.
A couple of times from scrum set pieces, and I'll never forget that. I'll forgive him for it.
I used to get Steve Renoff. I reckon he's the only bloke that's really given Steve Renoff a hard time, and I think Wayne Bennett said that to Mary one day. We're all around, and Mary just sort of gave him a bit of a wink, you know. He was a pretty fair player.
What about even more old school? Graham Langlands. He had the best sidestep of all. Oh, what about Jared Hayne? And was it 2009 when he ran through the Dragons at Cogra?
Yeah, that was a hell of a try.
His way.
We haven't touched on Sean Johnson, Tone.
Sean Johnson is another. Okay, there could be others, obviously. Freddie, I'm just reading. Freddie actually got his nickname because in his first rep game, the coach forgot his name and called him Freddie.
I wasn't going to bring that up, Hoos, but the Fred Astaire.
Where did the Fred Astaire come from?
Who told you that? I think it was many. It was when I was only a young bloke, as a young reporter. I remember someone telling me that.
I don't know who it was. I think Freddie went into the city camp and he was like 17 years old or 18, just 18, and the guy said, "This guy over here, what's your name?" And he said, "Oh, Fred," or something, and "My name's Brad." "Oh, well, I'm calling you Freddie." So whatever, and that's how we got the name.
Because you remind me of Fred Astaire. I love it. All right. There you go. There are our three best sidesteppers, the best of the best. We're going to hear from the coaches, both coaches, for this game. Huge game for the Dragons, obviously, taking on the Knights at 3 o'clock. This is Saturday Triple M NRL for Bryden's Lawyers. In excess for you as Triple M rocks the footy, counting down now, less than half an hour before kickoff. The Knights and the Dragons. James Hooper, all thanks to our friends at Mongrel Boots. What have you gotten by way of lineups for this game?
Yeah, only one change for the Knights, Tone. So Jacob Safiti comes in on the interchange bench, and out is Mickey Payer and Chanel Matiutai. And then the Dragons, they will be 1-17, and those lineups, of course, are for Mongrel Boots, Tone.
All right, of course, that does mean Matt Dufty starting in the number one jersey, Josh Dugan in number three. How does Josh Dugan, you think, feel about that? Obviously, the U and Aitken thing, it's a good move for the Dragons, but U and Aitken, he injured his shoulder in a try scoring, diving to score the try. It's one of those frustrating things, isn't he? He's gone over, played well, he's been injured, had a lot of injuries this year.
Now, U and Aitken, he's a very good player. We know that potentially could do anything, and it's one of those things, it's been a frustrating year for Ewan Aitken, but I reckon it gives Dufty a good chance to sort of back up what he did last week, but also Dukes. Dukes would be happy to play wherever, so he's probably, you know, a pretty fair centre, as we know, New South Wales centre, so I think it's going to be good for the Dragons long term, because they haven't found a fullback for next year yet.
Do you think he'll actually be playing centre for the Sharks next year, Hoops?
Yes.
Yeah, good question, Tony. Yeah, I would think so, because, look, Valentine Holmes has been a revelation at fullback for Cronulla, so I don't think Shane Flanagan would want to move him. So Josh Dugan, look, he's a hell of a football player. He can virtually play anywhere in the back line. But yeah, I would think he'll probably start in the centres with Jack Bird leaving.
All right, Emma Lawrence has been on the sidelines with St George Illawarra coach Paul McGregor.
Mary, obviously really good win against Manly this last week, but how do you ensure that you can back it up this week?
Look, it's about being consistent for 80 minutes. You know, and man for man, playing to your potential. That's a challenge today. Our effort's got to be at our best. We've got to compete on everything. You've got to continue to build on what we've done in the last 2 weeks. I think since the bye, our game down in Canberra, we got beaten extra time. We turned around and had a really nice 35 minutes against Manly, led 30-0, and then had a poor 20 minutes and come home with a strong 25 minutes. So it's about really, you know, competing hard, man for man, playing at your best, and certainly as a team, overcoming adversity quicker than what we have been.
Now, it's not do or die, but how crucial is it to sort of ease the pressure over the last few weeks so that you're not in a situation where, you know, the last round you have to win to make the top eight?
Yeah, look, it's important. We've been the eight since the start of the year, so it's about us. The key is us, no one else. We've certainly got to go out there and play a brand of footy that, as I said before, we continue to build on going into semi-finals. And every game is important. There's six games left. And the one today is really important, obviously, because where we are on the table and where they sit. The margin for error is so small. So, you know, like, this week's important, next week's important, the week after that. But one game at a time, and today's against Newcastle, and the focus has really been around, you know, how can we get that 80-minute performance?
Josh Dugan back for you guys, game 150 as well. Obviously, you know, he's been in the headlines over the last few weeks. How are you expecting him to bounce back from that?
Well, I'm expecting a performance of an Australian player. He's the current Australian centre and New South Wales centre, so I'd like to see him bring that talent and that will to win on the footy field today as a centre, as a right centre. You know, Ewan got injured last week and young Duff had an outstanding debut. So it's really important that young Duff continues his solid form that he started with, and Josh brings what he does at right centre, because Ewan's numbers are quite good when he plays first grade. He's always consistently high on the metres, defensively strong, and he's a good finisher. So just Josh has got to bring that a little bit more.
As you mentioned, great performance from Dufty last week, but what do you want to see from him today?
I'd like to see, a backup performance of last week, but I just want him to compete all the time. Like, with a guy that's got so much talent, natural talent and speed, you like the little guys have just got to always compete. And if he always competes on everything, he's a good chance of having a good game every time he runs out there because of that natural ability and speed. So with Duff, there's not much change. He's got small brief. He knows the game well. Positionally, he's played it for a lot of years now. He's been in our system since the under-15s, so he knows exactly what's required. It's about, you know, the second game up in first grade, understanding every game's a little bit different and a different challenge he'll face every time he goes out there. But today's about growing on it.
All right, well, best of luck for today.
Thanks, guys.
Paul McGregor there with Emma Lawrence.
Yeah, a couple of really good points there for Paul McGregor. It is about the 80-minute performance, for the Dragons. You know, they clocked off last week, and that's what they've been doing. Even against Canberra, they played well enough to win that game. Canberra found a way to win at the end. Dragons found a way to lose. But even young Matt Dufty, that's the secret there, is backing up what you've done. We've known for a long time, everyone in and around the Dragons in the NRL knows that this young kid is a talent in 20, scored a whole heap of tries, but it's about backing it up and about competing on every play. That's a Paul McGregor coach sort of player and team, and that's why it's such a big game for him today.
Yeah, we saw plenty of him in attack. It's going to be interesting to see him in defence, how he goes as well, that smaller body. All right, it is time, though, for this.
You're cool. Best cooler there ever was, and I need him back.
You are not sending me to the cooler. The cooler.
All right, everyone. Chill.
Has the cooler had 10 hours sleep, do you know?
Been on holidays, the cooler again.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, he loves getting He went to Thailand a few months ago, remember? Yeah. Well, he's been back over there. He's made a lot of strong connections over there. I mean, last time he was over there, if you remember, Tony, was at the beach. He was masquerading around in the nude, and they renamed the beach. Remember Cylinder That's Beach, right. which came back and
very proud of that.
And there was a horse with the same name the next weekend, which got up and won, and we know the cool. So after coming back from Thailand again, there's some synergies between his bet this week and his bet in that last time with Cylinder Beach. This time while he was over there, he caught up with his favourite ladyboy, Mandy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mandy's over there. Always has a lot of fun with Mandy. She's very accommodating. And he just knows all the really good spots to where to take the cooler. So Mandy's racing today in Caulfield.
Right.
Yes. He has some form, Mandy, and she will win.
Mm-hmm.
So the cooler's tip today is Melbourne, race 6, number 8, Mandy, paying about $11.
$11?
Mandy, which is $2 more than the cooler paid, and the cooler's out.
Time for a cool change.
Ah, beautiful.
Love you, Mandy.
Love you, Mandy. Love you, cooler.
Oh, Mandy would love you, Tony.
We're still to hear from Newcastle coach Nathan Brown. That's very shortly. And we'll preview this game ahead for Iveco Trucks. Saturday Triple M NRL.
For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. With Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, what a tackle!
Beautiful tackle!
Triple M rocks the footy.
Getting close to kickoff now, 15 minutes away, and we'll preview this game, the Knights and the Dragons, right after we throw a little bit of Green Day at you on Triple M. Some Green Day for you there on Saturday, Triple M NRL. We do it for Brighton's lawyers, James Hooper. There was a little bit of bad news, though, for the Cooler, I understand.
Oh. Yeah, there was, unfortunately, after he declared...
Mandy Cornfield.
I went to Mandy. I went to have a bet on Mandy. Mandy.
Not Man A, not Man B, but Mandy.
Mandy.
Yeah. But sadly, the meeting's been abandoned, Tone.
Oh, the whole meeting.
The whole meeting is off.
Wow, gee, the Cooler's in touch, isn't he?
Mm. He is. I think he actually
the whole meeting with the Cooler and Mandy would have been abandoned
when he was in Thailand. He might be the bitchy.
All right, so obviously you can't really trust the Cooler. But making an NRL multi is easy with the all-new You Bet Multi Builder. Download the app today and customise by sport, time and price. Remember, gamble responsibly.
Oh, man, that's unbelievable. They've called the whole...
It's 100K whole win.
Off. Oh. Yeah, they got 100 call.
Mandy loves the win. Especially on the back of the moped.
And can I just a big shout out to Wendell Saylor and the fact that he's... Well, now, you're grooming. Your moustache looks terrific. We know
Thank
that.
You.
It looks particularly good today. Yeah. What extra care has gone in?
Well, someone gave me a bit of a tip. Like, it was getting a bit itchy a couple of weeks ago, and because it's getting through that, you know, that little, that rookie stage of Monus. And anyway...
Like 6 months.
Yeah, no, but it was starting itchy. So now I sort of shampoo it and wash it, and it's come up an absolute treat.
Mm.
Feels good.
You shampoo...
Yeah.
Your moustache.
Yes.
Those 8 hairs. So what do you do?
No, it's not 8 hairs.
You condition as well?
Yes, I do. I did both shampoo and conditioner. Come and feel it, mate. Come out and feel it.
Go on, Tony. Go and feel it.
Yeah.
And then touch his mo while you're there.
Tony is going over.
Feel it.
Oh, that is soft. That's...
Yes. Thank you. What about the mo?
Yes, indeed. Okay. Oh.
Let's move on, boys.
Very good. All right, just quickly, let's go around the table where Marina's going to be in here any second. We'll preview for Iveco Trucks before we get there. In just the 60 seconds, we have who wins this game, Wendell Saylor. Is it the Dragons who need it so badly, or is it the Knights who have some kind of self-belief against this team?
This is going to be tough for me, but I'm going to go...
Oh, no, don't say it.
With the Dragons.
Very tough. You're going to
the Dragons? Yeah, I think Dragons get the job done after last week. They'll back it up.
Yeah, you'd think they must.
They should. Otherwise, they don't deserve to be in the top 8. If they lose today, they don't deserve to be in the top 8.
Okay, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with Wendell. I think it'll be a close game. But I think if the Dragons are going to feature in September, then they've got to beat Newcastle in Newcastle today.
Yeah, they're going to get tested today. I mean, Newcastle always come out and start well. They play with a plan. And usually for the first sort of 40 or 50 minutes, they put themselves right in the contest. And I think it'll be a challenge for the Dragons today, the back end of the game. But, yeah, they'll have too much class. And unfortunately, I think the Knights will probably, you know, stick to the current theme, which is lead and then get run down.
Okay, Maroon will be here any second to help you get through this game. It is a huge one for the Dragons. Thank you so much for your company. Thanks to the good people of Brighton's as Triple M rocks the footy, the Dragons and the Knights.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future.